Olympic gold medalist and patron of the Alice Springs Masters Games, Dawn Fraser. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
Look, it's been a long time, hasn't it? 1986. Do you remember that very first time you came up for the Masters?
Absolutely, because I swam in it, actually. I swam and I played golf and won a few medals, and I swam right up until 4 years ago, but I had a shoulder operation, and that's just getting better now. So I'm getting a little bit of arthritis in my hand, so I can't play golf, and it's very painful. But I'm getting looked after, and you know, maybe I'll get fit again this summer.
I think you are a huge draw card for bringing people here and inspiring people to come along to the Masters Games. Do you get a lot of people coming up to you and just talking to you about what an inspiration you've been to them?
Yeah, I do. In fact, you know, sometimes I have to have a shower 3 times a day because, you know, I go and present medals and some of them are very sweaty and my T-shirts get smelly and I've got to go back to the hotel and have a shower. But Jim Laurie looks after me with T-shirts, so I'm fine. But I don't mind it. You know, if I can inspire the people to come to the Alice and compete in the Masters Games, that's what it's all about, you know. And I think that 40% of the participants this year are newcomers, and that says a lot for the Alice.
It's extraordinary, isn't it, in terms of the conversations you're having with people, because you meet a lot of people, you're going around to all the sports, as you say. Where are you hearing that people are coming from now? That where are some of these new people coming from?
A lot of people are coming from New South Wales, a lot of people coming from South Australia, and a few from Western Australia, and Victoria, quite a few newies coming from Victoria. But once, you know, I was out talking to some people at tennis the other day, and they said, "Oh, this is fantastic. How long has this been going on?" I said, "Are you a first-timer?" He said, "Yes." He said, "I'm going back to Melbourne. I'm going to bring my mates up here in 2 years' time." And, you know, we've reached the 4,000 athlete mark, and I think that says a lot for the organisers, what the council workers do for the town to make it look so fantastic. And, you know, everything you see, the council workers do it, and they do it without sort of any grumbles. We just had a barbecue lunch with them today, and we just said thank you very much for what you've done, and you made the town look very fantastic, and that's why it brings the people back to Alice.
Now, Dawn, you said it's been a busy week for you, handing out medals, talking to competitors. What are some of the sports that you've been visiting in your week here?
What did I do this morning? I went to Simpson's Gap and did the duathon. Then I went to the fitness thing, and then I went out and had lunch with the... last night I drove a go-kart.
Drove a go-kart. How was that? Was that a first?
Fantastic. Yes, it was. And I have driven a go-kart on track, but never on dirt.
And how did you go for the first time?
I was a bit nervous because I'm a very claustrophobic person. When they put the helmet on me, they had to take it off straight away because Jamie just put it on, shoved it on my head, and then put the neck brace on. I said, "Oh, no, you've got to take it off."
I was going to say safety first, but sometimes the safety can be scarier than the
real thing. Was very funny, but they let me sort of settle down, and then when we were due to go out and race on the track, he put it back on. I was all right after that.
So. I was going to say, because there can be scary things, go-karts. As someone who's done a fair bit of go-karting in his time, I could say when you're that low to the ground on an unfamiliar your track, dirt as well, you're thinking to yourself of all the things that can go wrong. I know, certainly that's gone through my head before.
I know, and I had to leave the shield up on my helmet, and of course I got all the, when they passed me, and I was trying not to let them pass me, I got all the dirt in my face, and I, you know, when I got home to have a shower, there's all this dirt fell off me. It was very funny. But it was good fun. I've been out to model aircraft, air flying, which is good. I've been to swimming, I've been to equestrian, where haven't I been? I've been to basketball, I've been to baseball.
Do you find yourself drawn to the swimming, or is it almost the opposite?
It's almost the opposite for me. I like to go around to other sports and see what they're doing. I went to boxing the other night, which I found fascinating, because what they're trying to do up here is really good, and I think, you know, the coordinators for boxing is trying to get the the Australian titles up here in 2 years' time, and if they do, they'll bring more people into Alice, and they'll have to find another venue, I think, because it's put two rings up, it'll have to be fantastic.
You obviously have a real love and connection for Central Australia. You wouldn't be coming back. I know for sport you love it, but you wouldn't be coming back if you didn't. What for you is it that you love about Central Australia and Alice Springs?
Well, what I love is the fact that, you know, I have a connection with the Aboriginal fraternity. I used to look after all the Aboriginals out at Hermesburg, and then, of course, my dear friend passed away 4 years ago, so I haven't been out there. I was going to go out, but we couldn't get a connection for the elder. So we'll make sure that we do that in 2 years' time before I come back up. And I usually take a lot of new T-shirts out for the ladies to do dot painting on, and they keep it for themselves or they sell them, so that's good fun. But I went out the Simpson Gap this morning, and that was absolutely fantastic. Beautiful out there. And
it is absolutely beautiful.
And the reason I like coming to Alice Springs, in 1955, my first trip here, I had the opportunity of sitting with Albert Namatjira when he painted the ghost gums out on the way out to Hermesburg. And now to drive past them and see that they've died, but it's still a lovely memory for me. And
1955?
Yes, 1955.
How on earth did that come about, that you were sitting with Albert Namatjira painting the ghost gums?
Well, I was at Woomera, and I was driving a truck, a water truck, because they were building a swimming pool there at the Army Barracks. And they said, well, we've got to go up to Alice Springs, so you know, you can drive the truck up to Alice Springs if you like. So I drove the truck up to Alice Springs in a convoy, of course. And then I got to meet Albert, and then he took me out to Hermesburg, and I met his family, and I've been going out every 2 years since.
And that's how you've got that connection with the family out there.
Yeah, and it's good, to, you know, the Alice Springs Masters Games, you know, to see all the Indigenous people now playing sport since the Friendly Games has started. It's a great asset for them, because, you know, we're seeing more of the Aboriginal fraternity playing sport, and that's what it's all about.
All right, well, Dawn Fraser, it has been such a pleasure to have you on our program this afternoon. We wish you all the best for the rest of the Masters Games. What's your feeling about the Masters Mile this afternoon?
I think the course is absolutely fantastic, and all the people are going to be able to watch them, and we don't have to look down the street to see who's coming first, because it's a 400-metre turnaround, and all of the patrons are going to get a good reward from the people that are watching them.
Oh, well, I've got a feeling you might get a good spot on the grandstand.
Yes.
So, yeah, have a great race, and again, thank you
so much.
I'm
not running.
I know, just enjoy it, yeah. I'll go on, why not?
I know, I'm not a runner, believe me. If you saw me run, you'd say, I know why you can't run.
It's okay, I hear you've been a pretty good swimmer in your time.
Yeah.
Great to chat to you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.